Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
All right, welcome back on this Friday. Pretty busy. I don't know if anybody saw the migrants ripping down a barbed wire and a fence to just flood into the United States. I don't think there's any other word but invasion for it, but we know about that problem. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers slammed the New York Attorney General Letitia James for asking an appeals court on Wednesday to reject Trump's request to reduce or hold off collecting the $454 million bond to cover his civil fraud judgment. James argued that Trump did not explore every option to post bond, including securing multiple smaller bonds or handling the real estate to the court. She asked the court to reject Trump's request to postpone collection without bond while his lawyers work through the appeal process. Trump's attorney, Clifford Roberts, said that James' suggestions were illogical, unconstitutional, impractical, and just unjust. Perhaps worst of all, the attorney general argues that defendants should be forced to dispose of iconic multi-billion dollar real estate holdings in a fire sale. Robert wrote in a letter to New York Appellate Division, as explained in the defendant's affirmations, these separate bonds would still require a total collateralization of cash or cash equivalents in excess of $557 million, regardless of how many, regardless of what was involved there. Roberts explained that James' proposal of postponing several smaller bonds is illogical. They're just going after this man in any way possible. They want him to sell multiple estates. I even watched on CNN that they were talking about him selling Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, I've never been inside of Mar-a-Lago, but being from originally South Florida, I'd been by Mar-a-Lago multiple times. I've seen pictures of the inside, just where it is located at. It is a beautiful piece of property. It is, my understanding, his full-time residence as of now. Maybe that will change. But I don't think he should be forced to sell it for his bond. This is just, they're going to attack this man in any way that he can. I don't know what the legal process is. I don't know how much more they can do. When you're in New York and you're up against judges like that, I mean, you're not going to do real well. So we have to wait and see how that all pans out. But they'll never stop coming after him. And whether they have to bankrupt him, any way that they could destroy him, they're going to try. They've already, a character assassination has been going on for almost 8 years now of Trump. They're trying to destroy him financially. They're trying to destroy him in any way possible. God, it just shows you how scared they are of him. That's all. I know I say that all the time and maybe sound a little bit like a broken record, but it just shows how scared they are of him. They shows what a disruption he is to them. That they do not want him back in power because he disrupts everything that they're doing. All their little plots and plans and schemes and everything else that they have going on, he screws that up. They cannot have that, so they will stop at nothing to stop him. And I mean, I really feel bad for the guy, to be honest with you. I really, really feel bad for the guy. To be put under this much stress, to be come at every single angle possible. But the only thing that makes me smile is when you watch him, I got to tell you, man, that guy's bulletproof. It's like nothing bothers him. He ain't worried about it, not even a little bit. It's amazing. It's amazing that you could take that many shots and just keep pushing forward. I mean, the guy's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, you know, God builds us all for specific reasons. And then in the Bible, in so many words, it says God will never give you more than you can handle. Okay. Well, obviously, most people wouldn't even get a fraction close to where he is. I mean, this guy can handle some serious punishment and just keep on pushing forward, man. Pretty amazing, if you ask me. Pretty amazing. The former president, regardless of how much they don't want him to be the new president, is leading Joe Biden in a national matchup. The latest March survey from McCollin and Associates shows now if the 2024 presidential election was held today, which of the following would best describe how you vote in a general election for presidents between Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or whom would you vote for? In a head-to-head matchup, Trump leads Biden by 6 points at 49% to Biden's 43%. That represents a two-point bump from the four-point lead Trump had in January. Of the 49% who said that they support Trump, 35% said that they would vote for him, 8% said that they would probably vote for him, and 6% said that they leaning towards Trump. On the flip side of that, 30% of Biden's figures said that they would definitely vote for him, followed by 9% who said they would probably vote for him, and 4% who are leaning towards the decrepit 81-year-old brain-dead full-time resident at the White House. Another 8% remained undecided. Both Trump and Biden are tied in this matchup among independents, garnering 41% support for each. The survey also examined the presidential race with a third-party candidate, including a scenario where Trump still maintains the lead, garners 38% of support, Biden gets 34% support, and a different, which is a difference of 4 points. Another 12% choose independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., followed by 2% for Cornel West and 2% for Jill Stein. Another 9% remained undecided. In this matchup, independents are again split with 24% supporting Trump, 25% supporting Biden, and 24% supporting RFK Jr. Another 19% remain undecided. This survey was in March between the 9th and the 14th of this year. About 1,000 general election voters. It comes as Biden continues to attack Trump, particularly after the former president's interview with Breitbart News, in which Trump made it clear that he will never do anything that will jeopardize or hurt Social Security or Medicare. He said, we'll have to do it elsewhere, but we're going to do something, but we're not going to do something in any way that will hurt them. I mean, the undecided, I'm not sure. Again, polls are only as believable as the people doing them or how much you really want to put stock into them. Keep in mind that these are 1,000 likely voters. It's a pretty small sample, and you don't know how many are registered and which party. But I guess it's a positive one way or the other. Trump is leading him everywhere. But remember, we've seen this before, too. So I caution you to get overly excited about any polls that you see, because we saw this in 2020 where he's leading everywhere by large numbers. And when it came down to crunch time in the states that we needed to win the most, all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, numbers kept running up for Biden and falling short for Trump. So I caution you to be too excited. You need to basically act as if we are behind and we are losing. We don't know what's coming. We don't know if there's any kind of catastrophe that's just lurking around the corner. We don't know on election night if all of a sudden basements are going to get flooded out, cities are going to set on fire, precincts are going to shut down. We don't know what is going to happen. We cannot predict the future, but what we can do is prepare ourselves by putting our game faces on and got our game plan together, knowing that we are going to play like we are losing and we're going for the gold and we're going to go after it day and night, night and day until the election. It would be hard to believe that Biden beat Trump the first time. I don't really believe it. And it'd be even harder to believe that he could beat him or win again for a second time. I don't want to say beat him, but win again for a second time. The guy's a moron. The guy's just he's brain dead. He's 81 years old. Imagine, do you think, if you're a Democrat, if you're leaning towards Joe Biden, if you are a Republican, but you're just a never-Trumper because you just can't get behind him because you don't like it, he says mean things, or whatever your situation may be, Do you really believe that if you elect Joe Biden, he's going to be your president for 4 years? You have to ask yourself that question. And it's a realistic and it's a logical question to ask because he's 81 years old. He's struggling cognitively already. He's struggling physically. The guy just shuffles around. He barely even walks good. Do you really truly believe that whoever you choose, that is not Trump, that gets put in that White House, that is who is going to run the country? Let's be honest with each other. We know he's not going to make it. I mean, I'm not saying the guy's going to drop dead, but he could very well. I mean, he is beyond life expectancy at this point. So there is a real possibility that he could actually drop dead, number one. Number two, he is in mental decline, whether you want to believe it or not. Go look at Joe Biden 6 years ago and look at Joe Biden today and tell me he's not in mental decline. Tell me. I can tell you if you look at Trump 5 years ago and Trump today, that Trump is, he is, age is catching up with him. Now, I know that I'm pissing some people off right now. And that's okay, because that's what the truth does. Age is catching up with him, but he's still sharp. It's not saying he's like Biden. We're not saying that, but we got to be honest with each other and truthful too. The guy's 77 years old. Yes, age is catching up with Trump. It catches up with everybody. Time is unforgiving. It gets all of us. So yes, is he slowing up a little bit? Sure he is. Is the old man in him coming into play a little bit? Sure it is. Does that mean that he is not capable of doing the job? No, it does not. Does that mean that he has got only half of a marble tumbling around upstairs like Joe Biden? No, it does not. But it is catching up with him. But he's still sharp enough to do the job. I have no concerns with him running the United States. He's got the energy. He's got the will. I know that he can do it. But we got to be real when we say that at his age too. I mean, you're up there to be running the country. He's still sharp, so I'm still with him. If he was like Biden, I'd be looking for somebody else. I ain't gonna lie to you. But he's still sharp, so I'm still with him. And I think most people, the more honest you be with yourself, the better things can be. Hopefully, these numbers will hold, and moving forward, his lead will only grow, and we will massacre Joe Biden in November and send a very clear message to the left, all Americans, that we do not want your radical policies. We want America as we knew it. We want America where, yes, we have differences of opinion. Yes, we all want to talk about things and we want to work things out. We want to meet in the middle. No, we do not want socialism. We do not want communism. We don't want a uniparty like they're trying to form up in Washington right now. We want America as it is supposed to be and is intended to be run, not the way that these crooked politicians are currently running it. All right. Here we go. This is one I actually am happy about. The Nashville school shooting. The transgender, I know the left doesn't like when we talk about this, that these mentally disturbed transgender people keep shooting places up. A federal judge ordered the FBI to release the writings of the woman who shot and killed six people at a Christian school in Nashville on March 27th of 2023. In the hours after the shooting, Breitbart noted that the police indicated Audrey Hale identified as transgender. Less than a month after the shooting, Breitbart pointed out that Hale had left behind a suicide note, 19 journals and other items, and all of them had been kept from the public since the attack occurred. The exception was a November 2023 leak of 3 pages from the shooter's writings. 7 Nashville police officers were put on administrative leave because of the leak, but the U.S. District Court Judge Alita, Jesus Christ, I'm terrible with names, Trauger, whatever it is, has ordered the release of the writings. The judge wrote, the FBI is ordered to produce ex parte all documents that are potentially responsive to the Defendant's Freedom of Information Act request for the camera review, and with the exception of that, based on the plaintiff's concessions in this litigation, the FBI need not produce any documents that cannot reasonably be construed to bear on Audrey Hale's motives. Her decision in response to the Freedom Information Act suit filed by a parent company of the Tennessee Star, a local newspaper owned that was formerly owned by Breitbart contributor Michael Patrick Leahy. It's been long enough. The public has a right to know, and we need to see what this loony bin was thinking. It's important that when these shootings come up, because they're getting such little airtime, When these shootings come up and we find out that the person is a disturbed person, we should be able to see what they were thinking, how long they were planning it. Were they on any type of a watch list? Did anybody know? Were these ideas that they spoke about for years? Did the system just not work and it broke down time and time again? What happened here? You don't get the luxury of just not showing or telling anybody because it doesn't fit the agenda of the times. The fact of the matter is they're pushing transgenderism. They were pushing it very hard for a long time now. And since one of them, or multiple at this point, have shot people up and killed people just because the left doesn't want to highlight how sick these individuals truly are. That they obviously have very deep and disturbing problems going on, which I got to tell you, if you think you're in the wrong body, if you think that you're the opposite sex, I would say that you got some serious problems going on. Now, I got to be honest with you. You definitely, if they have a name for it, which I better be careful how I say that because I got a name for everything. But if it's a medical term that was prior to this rise of this push for transgenderism, chances are, you know, you have a problem. Medically, you have a problem. Mentally, you have a problem that needs to be dealt with. Not that you need to get on some type of blockers or chemically adjusting things in your system. You need to talk to somebody and get some real counseling and help. Okay. And probably the best people to talk to be honest with you, is going to be go find a Christian pastor that is a good person and go talk to them about your problems. Why? Because these are people that are actually caring and they're going to ask the one and only for help for you. And they're going to show you the truth in the world. And then once you see the truth, I'm sure that'll be all the fixing that you will ever need. That whatever problem you're having, it will be taken care of. But I think it's about time that they are releasing this stuff. It's been long enough. We need to know what was going on. She killed innocent children in this school, and we need to know what was going on there. We have the right to know what was going on and what she was thinking. I don't need to know about her personal woes and problems, but as far as attacking the school and the thoughts that she had about attacking the school and how long she was having thoughts like this, I think that that is going to speak volumes to her mental state, which is going to prove my point of generally, if you are having those types of issues, it's because there is a sickness in your mind that needs to be taken care of.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.